This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Worries over food shortages are growing as Pakistan continues to grapple with devastating floods. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. Record-breaking floods across Pakistan are now estimated to have washed away 45% of the nation's croplands. The military has been helping with evacuations as more water and mudslides come down from the mountains. The devastation has also led to more than 1,200 deaths and caused $10 billion of damage. A World Bank delegation has agreed to help the country's hardest-hit and third-largest province, Sindh, with infrastructure repairs. But with resources on the ground in short supply, the BBC's Pumza Fulani explains delivering aid will be a mammoth task.
A local aid truck has just arrived to distribute cooked food on the side of a busy road in Sakha. Within minutes, the food runs out and the team is forced to leave quickly as people become angry. The picture is the same countrywide. Local agencies in Pakistan say they are doing what they can, but there simply aren't enough resources for everyone. There's desperation in every community we visit. Some tell us they want money, others say food, and some families just want a safe place to sleep for the night.
We lost all our food, the wheat and rice. Everything is gone. All of our belongings were also swept away. We were only able to save our lives. Sometimes we get food, sometimes we don't.
We left our homes in a hurry and couldn't gather all our supplies to cook. Some days we are able to eat, other days we have nothing.
In Larkana, a rural community that's been badly affected by the floods and many roads washed away, it's forced people to make means to save those in need.
The boat that we're on at the moment usually works as a fishing boat, but it's become a lifeline for people in these sorts of remote villages. Fishermen every day spend their time not fishing, but coming out to look for people who may still be trapped in these isolated communities.
In another village where 15,000 people are trapped, a medical truck has just driven into the last usable road. Many of the children are suffering from waterborne diseases. One of the local officials leading the relief operations, Tariq Chandio, says these floods have been different and believes climate change is to blame.
When you see on ground these situations like this, which has never happened in hundreds of years, then you realize that it's a reality and it's affecting us very badly. And we have to change our lives.
As the rains continue in parts of the country, Pakistan's officials have said they are remaining on high alert.
That's the BBC's Pumza Fulani reporting from Pakistan there. A quick check of financial markets now. U.S. stock futures are flat as investor attention is on the August jobs report due out at 8:30 Eastern time today. On this side of the world, the Pan-European Stock 600 index is up about 0.5%, but it's on track for a weekly loss of around 3.5%. That's as concerns persist about regional energy supplies and the economic damage it will wreak this winter. Australia's government is moving quickly to address a chronic worker shortage that's left businesses scrambling across the country. Today, it announced it'll raise its cap on permanent migration for the first time in a decade. The decision comes on the second day of a two-day job and skills summit, as the BBC's Phil Mercer explains.
There are 500,000 job vacancies across Australia. But with unemployment at an almost 50-year low, employers are struggling to fill the gaps. The government wants to bring in more workers from overseas, especially those from China, India and the United Kingdom. This year, Australia will take up to 195,000 migrants, an increase of 35,000. Ironically, staff shortages are delaying the processing of employment visas for those that do. A Jobs and Skills Summit in Canberra has also heard that more effort should be made to encourage women and people with a disability into the workforce. Campaigners are also urging Australia to increase the number of refugees it allows in each year, currently around 14,000 people, to help fill gaps in the labour market. In Sydney, I'm the BBC's Phil Mercer for Marketplace.
To the Western Balkans now, where leaders of those nations are meeting today to discuss more regional economic cooperation. The BBC's Guy Delaney explains what's fueling the need for more partnership.
So this is one of the now regular meetings of the Open Balkan Initiative, and this has been set up by three countries, Albania, North Macedonia, and Serbia. What this is all about is really frustration on the part of those countries that their attempts to join the European Union haven't been going more quickly. So what these three countries, who are in effect neighbours, are doing is forming their own little free trade and free movement area with the hope of improving relations between those countries, improving trade, and basically stimulating their economies.
So while they wait for EU approval, they're focusing now on economic priorities then?
That's right. Originally, when this was in the conceptual stage, it was called a mini Schengen. And Schengen being the border-free area of most of the countries in the European Union. And they've been encouraged to do this by the European Union, which I think views it, if you like, as sort of practice. Albania's Prime Minister Edi Rama has already said at this latest meeting that trade among the members of the Open Balkan Initiative has gone up by about a third in the year since they've really got this project underway. But it indicates that, especially at a time of turmoil in the world and certainly within Europe, that the friction between these countries has been reduced significantly, and that's allowing them to improve their trade with each other.
The BBC's Guy Delaney for us. Thanks for breaking this down.
Thank you, Victoria.
And here in London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.